Watch, Democrat Ron Kine dodges questions on seedy massage parlor. By Jacob Bliss on July 23, 2021. In a video taken outside a local Washington, D.C. restaurant, scandal-ridden Wisconsin Democrat Representative Ron Kine avoided questions about the seedy massage parlor that rents from one of his properties. The establishment has been accused of advertising on websites known for soliciting sex. In the video, tweeted out by National Republican Congressional Committee Deputy Communications Director Mike Berg, a person approached and questioned Kine while he was walking out of Tortilla Coast, a local Mexican restaurant across the street from the offices for members of the House. Kine appeared to ignore the questions. Congressman Kine, hi. Quick question, why do you keep defending individuals associated with human trafficking and prostitution? The person asked. The interrogator in the video added, Congressman Kine, you have nothing to say? Why are you still taking money from individuals associated with human trafficking and prostitution? Do you not care about human trafficking, sir? Why won't you shut down their business, sir? Congressman, why won't you shut down their business? Why are you continuing to take money from individuals associated with human trafficking? The person persisted in asking Kine. As Kine continued walking, he was told, silence in the face of human trafficking is not courageous, Congressman. Have a great day. Kine did not respond to a single question. Watch. Breitbart News reported on the onslaught of negative stories Kine has been bombarded with. Kine has recently gained a lot of attention for a seedy massage parlor that rents space in one of the buildings he owns in Wisconsin. Reports have shown that Kine's financial disclosure forms show he has taken tens of thousands of dollars in income from renting to the massage parlor known as Asian Sunny Massage, previously named Impression Spa. The massage parlor had reports showing that the business was promoting itself on websites notorious for prostitution advertisements, including Rub Maps, Assort List, and Body Rubs Map. Rubs Maps was described by USA Today as a review site for illicit spas, where customers look for more than a massage, noting the site is like a Yelp for this particular type of business. The last time Kine made a statement about the allegations was in April. He denounced the reports about the massage parlor. He even said the reports at the time were a baseless smear rooted in racism and insinuations. The NRCC chairman Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, recently said in an interview that scandal-ridden Democrat Ron Kine in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, he's not coming back. Emmer has even gone as far as to say that Kine is one of the top three targets of House Republicans in the midterms. The other two top targets are scandal-ridden Representative Tom Malinowski, DNJ, and Lone Iowa Democrat Representative Cindy Axn, DIA. Kine's Republican challenger Derek Van Orden recently said, Ron Kine is sitting in my desk, and he knows it. Van Orden was able to outraise Kine's year fundraising total by almost $100,000 in one fundraising quarter. Shortly after the video was released on Twitter with over 11,000 views in the first hour, Kine tweeted a picture from Riverside Park in Wisconsin. It seems the congressman may have been pretending to be in his district. However, Burke shot back at Kine and said, stop lying to your constituents, Ron. You are in D.C. dodging questions about your shady business associates. Shortly after Kine's tweet, Van Orden responded to Kine saying, first he lied about not being able to travel to D.C. because of COVID. Now, he is pretending to be in Wisconsin when he is in D.C. In a second tweet, Van Orden added, now I see why Rep. Ron Kine was pretending to be in LAX this morning. He was trying to cover up the fact that someone is finally questioning him about his shady business practices. The tweet included screenshots from multiple headlines from Breitbart News and Fox News.